9:20 on a Tuesday. The clouds trying to clear away here, but still mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. Good morning and welcome to our Tuesday talk round. And as promised, got to talk Ristlin Wilkin Food Pantry. Lori Drulo in this morning. Lori, good to have you back in here.
Good morning, Bill. Good to see you.
Good to see you again. Some big things going on.
Certainly are some big things going on. Today we have Pastor Rich from River of Life Church. He's a board member that represents the ministerial.
Okay.
And he's going to fill you in on our building project.
Fantastic. Pastor Rich, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here this morning.
Good to have you in here, my friend. So let's talk about this project. What's happening?
Yeah, well, the food pantry for a number of years, been serving the community for almost 40 years, I believe. And we just, the space that we have just isn't adequate for what is needed anymore.
Right.
And so we're looking at expanding. We have a property, a double lot property we already own, and a building that needs some repair but is still very usable. And then we're hoping to expand onto the side of it and build a better space for groceries and a space that'll house new food and even maybe a space that we can include the backpack program that we also help oversee.
Fantastic. So Pastor, when did this idea first start to percolate with the board?
It was before I was on the board, but I believe it was around 2016 or 2018.
Okay.
That the minutes reflect that we started talking about the need for expanding the campus.
Does it surprise you, the need locally and the need in the communities?
Yes, but it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen over the past 6 months, 7 months, we've seen the need increase
right
every month. The number of people coming through the pantry, the number of families served, the number of people that the mobile pantry serves mm-hmm. has increased every month. And it surprises me when I see those numbers, but at the same time, with inflation and rising food costs, it's not surprising that there is a need.
So what's next? What happens now that the decision's been made? What is the next step?
We got to pay for it. And I think that's probably the big thing. We're still finalizing some plans because one of the things that we're very conscious of is the support we get needs to be used well.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be good stewards of what we receive. And so we want to make sure that the funds we get to help build a new building, to help expand what we're doing, are used in a way that gives us the most efficiency for what we have.
Right.
And so, you know, the next steps is we're raising funds. We've got a lot raised already through grants, through some grant programs and some giving. And now we're stepping out into the community and saying, hey, will you help us?
Right.
Because there are hungry people in our community.
Well, and as you know, this community, when you ask that question mm-hmm. for something like the food pantry,
mm-hmm.
got a good history of the community stepping up, too.
Yes.
So that's got to be rewarding, too, for both of you to see the community support.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is. Every time we ask, we know that what we ask will be fulfilled because the communities are so supportive.
So walk us through this. Either one of you can answer this question too. If there's somebody out there listening to this and they are in need, what is the process for obtaining food from the food pantry?
All they need to do is to stop by the food pantry during our open hours, and they're listed on our Facebook page, plus on a sign outside our building, which is at 699 8th Avenue South in Wahpeton. And all they need to do is to come in. We'll get them registered. We have grocery guides that will help them go through the pantry area and collect their food, load it into their cars for them, and hopefully be able to provide them with some quality food.
Boy, what a great resource and great service here in the community. Pastor Rich, I'll turn it back to you. Is there a timeline? Has the board set up a timeline when you'd like to get everything rolling?
Well, we were hoping to get it rolling by now, but we're The construction company is hoping to be able to remove an old building that is in disrepair from the site and pour concrete yet this summer, early fall. And then hopefully if the weather cooperates, we could start building this fall yet. If not, then in the spring.
Okay. And you know, we talk about this too. And Laurie, I know we've addressed this too. With the holidays coming up shortly, I mean, it's crazy we're talking about this. But there always seems to be an increased need. Is that still the case?
That's definitely true. When we have families, and lately we've had larger families that have been coming in, and during the holiday season, that's also true. I know people are very generous in November, December, but if they could even start a little earlier, because our supplies are getting low,
sure,
because we've had such a high usage this summer.
So, if people are listening to this, it's like, yes, I definitely want to donate to this. Is it just monetarily, or can you use services too? Can you use volunteers, and can you use people's time?
We could always use volunteers. Always. I think between the pantry, the backpack program, and the mobile food pantry, there's always a need for extra people to step up and help out. And then as we get moving with the construction, there's going to be other things that need to step up, like moving some stuff around or things like that. I think the big need right now is to get the money in place.
Okay.
So that we can sign the contract and start the building. And that's, I think, probably the biggest need right now.
So what do people do if they want to donate?
I think one of the ways is on our Facebook page. There is a fundraiser.
Okay.
You can go to our Facebook page, Richland Wilkin Emergency Food Pantry on Facebook. And there is a fundraiser on there that you can use, or you can just send a check to the pantry.
Fantastic. Well, and make me a promise so you both, as this thing keeps going, you'll both come back and talk to me.
Sure.
So we can keep the word going on out there. Again, Laurie Drulo, Rich Lang, thank you so much for the work that you do as far as the food pantry. And like I say, what a great great resource to the community. And again, come back and talk to us.
Sure. Okay? Just a couple things, Bill,
sure,
do I
sure.
have time?
You do.
We have some matching dollars, and that's what we would like to do, is to unlock those dollars.
Okay.
So right now we are looking at that 150. I believe we're down to $140,000.
Wow.
To unlock 300,000. So again, if the community can step up, every single dollar counts. And so if you have $5 that you could give to us, if you have $100, all of those would go toward unlocking that money.
Everything helps. Every little
Everything
bit helps.
Everything helps. And the other thing is, you know, the backpack program, we're
right.
just about ready to start school.
Unbelievable.
I know that's not great news for a lot of folks out there. But during the month of August, Econo is going to run a roundup campaign for us. And so at your checkout, you'll be able to round up your purchase to the next dollar level. And that roundup money will go to supply items for the backpack program.
Boy, so it isn't just the food pantry. You got the backpack program, and you got so many different things too. Your outreach is amazing.
We have we've increased our numbers in our mobile. We do those four communities. We do Fairmont, Lidgerwood, Rossay, Foxholm, and our numbers grow every month there. And so there's need for the mobile, need to help pull the mobile, as Pastor said. And just needs all around.
Taking care of the community, definitely, so the community can help get this thing rolling, too. It's been such a pleasure having you two in here. Come back again very, very soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
You bet.
Thanks, Bill.
Laurie Drulo, Pastor Rich Anglin, talking Richland Wilkin Food Pantry. It's 9:28 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Well, despite the Russian strikes on the port of Odessa, Ukraine is working to resume grain exports. Ukraine forging ahead with efforts to restart the exports from its Black Sea ports under a deal aimed at easing global food shortages.